Hey people, welcome to Two Scoops of Truth. On this podcast, I'll be dishing out words of encouragement, inspiration, motivation, and lots more. If this is your first time tuning in, please subscribe in order to get the notification when a new episode is available. To all my listeners, thank you for coming on board on this amazing journey as we learn and grow together. So, fasten your seatbelts, sit tight, and enjoy the ride as I serve you two scoops of truth. Well, hello, my amazing listeners. It's your girl, Faye. I'm back, and I just love saying hello, my amazing listeners. I hope you guys are not tired of hearing that because you are amazing, and I'm not going to stop saying that. So, today's topic is something light, eh? Something light. Okay. Something light. Something soft. Something light.
How fast do we hear of this?
Okay, I'm sure you're wondering, something light. What has that got to do with the Bible? What has that got to do with the truth? Well, Two Scoops of Truth will always find a way to share the word and also make it fun and digestible, just as digestible as your ice cream. So this scoop will be digestible as well, guys. So this scoop I'll be talking about is from the first scoop, the Old Testament, and my anchor scripture is 2 Kings chapter 3, focusing on verses 16 to 18. I'll give you a backstory, even though my focus is on verse 18, and I'm reading from the KJV today. Uncle KJV, the King James Version, you know, the one that says thou art, thou was, yea, you know, all those things, because of the word light. Some other versions say simple, but I like this one. And so the backstory to this is that Moab had attacked, I'll say, there were rebels against Israel, and Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. Then there was a king of Israel, you know, and they needed help. They wanted to know what was going to happen, and then Jehoshaphat recommended that there was a prophet called Elisha that they could go to. Meanwhile, Elisha had an issue with the king of Israel, because he was, you know, it's irrelevant right now, so I'll just focus on this verse. Anyway, Jehoshaphat said that they should go to Elisha, and so when they got to Elisha at first was like, hey, listen, while y'all over here, I don't know what you're doing here, I don't have any business with you, what have I, you know, to do with thee? Let's talk KJV now. And then the king of Israel said to him, nay, the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And then Elisha sort of, you know, encouraged them. Before that, he said, listen, if it wasn't for the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I wouldn't have entertained you. And I guess at that time, you know, the king of Israel just stopped talking. So Elisha just focused and said, okay, play me. Give me some.
She what? How fast do we hear of this?
Give me some, like, play me some music, and let's hear what the Lord is saying. And then the hand of the Lord came upon him, and the Lord spoke. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord spoke. And the Lord said to them, make this valley full of ditches. So they were around a valley, and I said, make this valley as low as it is, just, you know, picture it, a valley going all the way. And it says, make this valley full of ditches, for thus saith the Lord. A prophet saying that, thus saith the Lord, he said something amazing. It says, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you may drink, both you, your cattle, and your beasts, that's your animals. And that's amazing, right? It's like, what? There won't be rain. There won't be any sign of wind, but that valley will be filled with water? How? But how? It's amazing. It's like, that's, you know, it's a miracle. And Elisha said in verse 18, see all this that seems really wild? It is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. It's something light, you know, it's not hard. It's not hard for God to do. It says he will deliver the Moabites also into your hand, and you shall smite every fenced city, and you shall have victory, basically. But what caught my eye was the fact that all this that God is going to do in verse 17 and more is nothing. It's something light. So just forget about it, you know, trust him. And so my message here to us, to myself, to you and I, is that table your request to God. Anything, as big as it is, as amazing as it is, it is so easy for God to do. It is but a simple matter in the sight of God. It isn't hard for God to do. So don't be afraid. Once he says it, he will do it. Once he says it, he is bound by his word. It is a simple matter. Like whatever it is that is making you have sleepless nights, whatever it is that is making you wonder I'm looking for the word that's coming to my mind, and sigh and have anxiety or panic attacks and take deep breaths, like, where will God do it? How will God do it? Whatever it is that is making you have those thoughts and make those sounds, it's nothing. God can do that and more. So go to sleep after listening to this message, obviously. And if you're driving, don't sleep. Like, just rest, because it is nothing. It is a light thing. You're expecting him to pay your debt, to be debt-free by the end of 2022, 2024, 2020. 2029, 2030, whatever it is, get married, have children. It is whatever you want him to do before the end of the day, by this time tomorrow. It is a light thing for him to do. It is a light thing for him to do. It is not hard. That's what I need you to remember. If he can part the Red Sea when the Israelites thought it was all over, he can do anything. If he can create water in the valley without rain, it is nothing. He can do anything. If he can put Jesus, a baby, into a virgin, he can do anything. If he can die and rise up again on the third day, he can do anything. It is light. It is simple. Nothing is hard for God to do. That's what I want us to take from this message. Nothing. If there's something, tell me, which I know there isn't. Nothing. Can he raise the dead? Yes, he's done it. We know. Can he heal the sick? Yes. A woman that had an infirmity of 12 years got healed the same day a 12-year-old girl died, and God raised her from the dead. Why did it take so long for her to get healed? I don't know, but she was healed. So let's stop majoring in minor. She was healed. His ways are not our ways. So anything, whatever it is that's making you afraid, they're disturbing you, they want to foreclose on your home, your husband wants to leave you, pray. Nothing is impossible with God. I can't wait to hear your testimonies, because I know that whatever you're asking God for, the only thing standing between you and that request is your faith. So stretch out your faith. Stretch out your faith. Ask him. Give thanks and trust him, knowing that it is done. Sometimes it may not happen on your timeline, but it will happen. Especially when he's gone ahead and given you a word, it is a light thing. It is a light thing. It is a simple matter for God to sort out. They gave you a doctor's report that seems like, oh, you know, the doctor's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, there's nothing we can do. Oh, we cannot do anything. See, just, okay, that's fine. You can't do anything. Yes, but God can. It is a light thing. Just keep telling, it is but a light thing in the hands of my Father. It is but a light thing. It is but a simple matter for God to do. And so just meditate on 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And know that if God could do that with no water, with no rain, yet the valley was full, and he had to remind him that this is nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is nothing. I can do this and more. And if you read further, you'll see, you know, I can do this and more. Know that God can sort you out. Know that God can sort your case out. Verse 20 of this chapter, it says, now it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered, then that suddenly water came by way of Edom. They don't know how. And the land was filled with water. My God. And when all the mob heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, all who were able to bear arms and older were gathered and they stood at the border. See how God confused them. Then they rose up early in the morning and the sun was shining on the water. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. So in their minds, they thought, oh my God, this is a bloody day. So they said in verse 23, this is blood. So that's why God actually was putting the water in the valley. This is blood. The kings have surely struck swords and have killed one another. Now, therefore, Moab to the spoil. Like, Moab is next, you know. And so when they came to the camp of Israel, Israel rose up and they attacked the Moabites. And they fled. Like, they ran. They destroyed their enemies. If you read further, there's some other deep stuff that we're not going to talk about today. I will definitely, oh my God, like I highlighted in my Bible, and I definitely want to talk about this, but it can be a bit controversial, you know, just the sacrifice that the king of Moab made. And, you know, it's like God was like, hey, we can't be on the same level. You can't sacrifice your son. Maybe I'll just talk about it now. It's deep. I don't know. I'll talk about it in my Bible study, but it's deep. Like, he sacrificed his son. And, you know, like literally, that was deep. Like, his son, who was next in line, and offered him as a burnt offering. Who does that? Even God didn't allow Abraham to do that, because he did that, you know. And then the war kind of, like, overturned, and there was great indignation against Israel. And they left, you know, like, in the end, they couldn't, like, finish him because of that big sacrifice. So I think I have to talk about that on another day, like, sacrificing. I don't even know how, but guys, like, it's deep. 2 Kings 3 is deep, and you know I love the word, and we can talk about this all day, but I want to focus on verse 18 of this chapter, that whatever it is that you're asking God to do for you, it's nothing. It is but a light thing in the hands of God, in the sight of God. So trust him. I'm talking to myself too, because I need to hear this. I need to also remind myself of this often. You know, I'm just a messenger, and I'm being blessed too. So I'm just here to encourage us that whatever it is that we're asking God for, trust in him for, let us go to sleep knowing that he's already done it. He's not getting ready to do anything. He's already done it. And we're going to see the manifestation very soon in due time. And you know, we'll be blown away. And give him all the glory. So be reminded that whatever it is that you're asking God for, it is but a light thing in the sight of God. Have a wonderful day, and I love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please like, rate, subscribe, and share. Or you can take a screenshot and share with your friends on your social stories. Have a lovely day, and God bless you.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Two Scoops of Truth podcast, please send me a message on Instagram. The page is Two Scoops of Truth, TWOSCOOPSOFTRUTH. Thank you.